Listening Library presents Mr. Limoncello's Great Library Race by Chris Grabenstein. Read for you by Jesse Bernstein. With an author's note read by Chris Grabenstein. For Barbara Bukowski and Allison Kalani and all the other copy editors who have helped me keep my facts straight, even though I write fiction. Chapter 1. This was a game Kyle Keeley refused to lose. For the first time since Mr. Limoncello's famous library escape contest, he was up against his old nemesis, Charles Chiltington.
"Surrender, Keeley!" Charles jeered from three spaces ahead. "Chiltingtons never lose!"
"Except, you know, when they do,"
shouted Kyle's best friend, Akini Hughes. She was 10 spaces behind Kyle and couldn't stand seeing Charles in the lead. The life-size board game had been rolled out like a plastic runner rug around the outer ring of tables in the rotunda reading room of Mr. Limoncello's library.
"The game's not over until it's over, Charles," Kyle said with a smile.
He had landed on a bright red question mark square, while Charles was safe on freestanding. A shaky collection of drifting holograms hovered over their heads, suspended in midair beneath the building's magnificent Wonder Dome. The dome's giant video screens were dark, so they wouldn't interfere with the ghostly green images creating what Mr. Limoncello called a Rube Goldberg contraption.